From the Midwest Ag Expo at Gordyville, USA, we are honored to have our state treasurer, Mike Frericks, with us. Good to see you, Mike.
Dave, it's great to be back. Love coming to this Midwest Ag Expo, but it's also a great homecoming because I grew up just about a mile away from here.
Yeah, it is a homecoming for you, isn't it? You get to see a lot of familiar faces.
I do. I've already been walking through here, and as we speak, I see a couple of familiar faces here, and it's great to see what's happening in agriculture, increases, improvements, new technology, but it's also great to see a lot of old friends.
Let's talk about the ag side. You understand what's going on in the farm community right now. Things are tough with the commodity prices where they are.
I know exactly how tough it is because we have seen a tremendous increase in demand for our Ag Invest loan program. We offer lower interest loans to farmers. It can be an annual loan. It can be a long-term loan. But when I came into office, we were making maybe about $50 million in loans a year. Right now, we have over $1.1 billion in loans. And quite frankly, there's still a lot more demand out there.
How hard is the process?
The process is pretty easy. We made it easy for the banks, the financial institutions we work with, but also for individuals. When I came into office, we weren't making a lot of loans. We went out and talked to farmers and the farm bureaus. We talked to banks and other financial institutions and said, what can we do to make this better? And we made some changes, and as a result, we've seen a dramatic increase. And one of the suggestions was, this is just too complex. And so we've made it easier. But, as I said, there's huge demand. There's more demand than we actually have dollars for. So that's the toughest part of this.
Will this fit all farms? I mean, small, large, and medium size?
Helps all kinds of farms. So your traditional grain farmers, livestock farmers, if you have non-traditional farmers. If you're a farmer who's looking to move from sort of traditional agriculture into organics, that's a process that costs a lot of money and takes some time. We help them with that transition as well. We don't want to set the future for agriculture in the state. We know it's going to evolve. If we're going to be at the front, we've got to adapt with the times of technology. And so we want to help those farmers make those changes, improve their operations, so we continue to be at the forefront of agriculture in this country and the world.
And you know from growing up in the Gifford area here, we depend on agriculture. This whole state does.
Yeah, this region especially. I mean, I am here. I am here today because a bunch of farmers from Northwest Germany came and helped to drain the water around here, turn it into some of those productive farmland in the world, and then we've stayed farming. Now, my family owns farmland, but my uncle is the one who actually farms it. But I still like to get out at the I&I Tractor Club. The family farm is about a quarter mile away from there along Buck Creek, just outside of Penfield, Illinois.
Absolutely. Well, you've been making the news the last few years about giving back money of unclaimed money that the state has. Tell me about that.
And this is one of the best parts of the job. It's not why I ran for it. But we love giving away money because, one, it's my job. Two, it's good for the economy. When we put more money into your listeners' pockets, they can go spend it at Vermilion County businesses, and that money circulating throughout Vermilion County does a lot more good for the state than it does sitting in a vault in Springfield. But I'll tell you, it's also just fun. It's like I get to play Santa Claus 365 days a year.
So we were talking before going on with this report about the unclaimed money. So this could be anything from life insurance, paycheck they didn't claim, the last one, really, right? A whole gamut of things.
It can be any number of things, but we get to fight on people's behalf every day to put more money into their pockets. So there are people who applied for rebates or refunds, and we found companies that mailed it to the wrong address or disguise it to look like junk mail so it'd be thrown out. They don't get to keep that money. It belongs to people here in the state of Illinois, and we have sued companies to get that money, millions and millions of dollars. We got in fights with the life insurance industry that was selling policies to people here in the state, but when their policyholders passed away, too many of them were never paid out to their loved ones. Literal widows and orphans were left without money that was promised to them. We fought on their behalf and are returning hundreds of millions of dollars to those people.
Now, how does the process work? Can they go online to check and see if money is owed to them?
Yeah, we try to make it really easy. Then go to icash.illinoistreasurer.gov. That's icash.illinoistreasurer.gov. Or if you can't remember that, you just go to illinoistreasurer.gov. Click on unclaimed property. It's a simple database. Put your name in there and see if we have money that belongs to you. If you've got a very common name like Dave Brown, I'll tell you, Dave, there are several Dave Browns we have money for. Yeah. You want to put in your town or addresses that you once lived. If you have a less common name, like Frericks isn't as common, you just put a last name in there, and you can find money for yourself, but also for your relatives. And that's another fun thing to do. If we don't have money for you, just think you can call your cousin, your brother, or sister you haven't talked to for a little while and say, I was just thinking about you and found money on the state treasurer's website. Why don't you claim it?
And most people, when they think of a treasurer, they think about people bringing money in and taking money in, but giving it back, that's awesome.
It is fun. I mean, a lot of people will accuse me and say, oh, you're here to collect my taxes. I don't collect taxes. Oh, you set our taxes. No, that's the General Assembly and the governor. Yep. Here's simply what I do is I make money for the state. We made over $1.5 billion last year for the state. That's money that doesn't have to be raised in taxes. We give people the tools they need to make money, whether it be for college or retirement. And we just give money away. It is fun to fight on people's behalf and return money. We're approaching $2.5 billion we've returned since taking office.
Wow. You have any idea how much is out there still unclaimed?
Yeah, we still have over $5 billion out there, so it's well worth your time and effort. We find about 1 in 4 people who visit our website find we have something that belongs to them. But I encourage you, check for yourself. And while you're there, check for your family members, especially deceased family members, because not every parent tells their kids all the places that they have distributed and dispersed their money. You might also want to check for your business or for your a nonprofit that you like. Check for your church. We have a lot of money for churches as well.
So what are some of the other programs the Treasurer's Office is working on?
We're always looking to help families prepare for their future. And so that one way to do that for your children is to save for their future higher education. We call them 529 college savings accounts, but you can use it for a vocational program, a trade school, you can use it for a community college. You can now use it for an apprenticeship. All these things you need to put your kid on a pathway to success. Or you may say, I want to be able to retire. I'd like to survive with enjoy my golden years and have a retirement with dignity. We're helping people save their own money so that they can have a dignified retirement.
And they can work through their employer for that, right?
Yep, that'll go through their employer. You can also do it yourself. It's a Roth IRA that you can make contributions to. It's a lot easier for you when you're going through your employer.
Before I let you go, how's Theo and Max?
The twins are great. They are wonderful, but they're also a handful. They are amazing. But they can be exhausting. Anyone who has 2-year-old children will know they just have a lot of energy. They got a lot of boy energy, and there's twice as many of them.
I love reading in your emails that I get about Theo and Max and how you went through a lot with them. They really have. They've been through a lot.
They have. But, sometimes it's adversity that makes us stronger, that tests us. And I learned a lot through this process and also learned to appreciate them a lot more.
So again, let's mention your website where people can find out more information.
They can find more information at illinoistreasurer.gov. That's one word, illinoistreasurer.gov.
Our treasurer of the state of Illinois joining us, Mike Frericks, here at the Midwest Ag Expo. Good to see you, sir.
Dave, great to see you. Happy New Year.
Keep it here. We'll have more reports at the Midwest Ag Expo going on today and tomorrow in Gordyville, USA, right here at Gifford, just east of Rantoul on US 136.